Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about slow down. Now, in the world that we live in today, technology has made things more efficient, more effective, and things move a lot faster and quicker, and we get instant gratification. But today, I want you to slow down. Sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of our day, and we go so hard for days and weeks and months at a time sometimes, we forget to slow down and to smell the roses, per se. Actually, you probably should slow down every day. Take some downtime so that you can rest and reset your mind and even your body. So some people, you know, my grandmother used to say, I'll rest when I die. And that's the type of ambition she had. And a lot of people have that type of ambition. But at some point, you're going to have to rest. You're going to have to reset. Because if you don't, you'll burn yourself out. And if you burn yourself out, you're no good to yourself or anybody else. So you have to take care of yourself. Slow down. I'm not saying to just stop and quit. No, don't get it twisted. All I'm saying is just take a minute to not think about anything, to sit and be still with yourself and your mind. Actually, in my opinion, it could probably solve a lot of physical problems, illnesses, diseases, stress, if a lot of us would take more time to sit down and calm ourselves from time to time. And some people do it on vacation, or, you know, they might take a weekend and go away, and that's fine. But it's those moments in between where we're reaching for success and we're going so hard, and it's hard on our minds and our bodies, that we forget to just, it's like we don't want to turn off because we think that we'll lose our momentum. But that's not true, because actually once you slow down, you give yourself time to process more and new ideas may come to your mind. You may find the solution to an issue or a challenge you've been having. So it's good to slow down. It's kind of like a battery, you know, even when you have your phone on, it goes and goes and goes and goes. But don't they tell us to, every now and then, turn your phone off, turn your device off, and leave it off for a few moments and turn it back on so it can reboot? And it works a lot better. It works more efficiently. So it's the same thing with you. We aren't built to keep going and going and going and going, although we can. But in the long run, I'm sure that it's not healthy. It's not moving you forward any faster than you think you're moving forward. So today I encourage you, just take, even if it's 5 minutes, take a moment, slow down, let your mind wander. You know, we speak so much about focusing and keeping your focus. Well, this is a time to unfocus. Let your mind wander. Think about other things, or just play with your imagination for a while. And after you come back and you get back to your work or get back to doing whatever it is you're doing, you'll feel refreshed. You'll feel a little bit better. And you'll operate a lot more effectively and efficiently after you've taken that time, that downtime, to recover. So I encourage you, no matter what it is, even if you work in a busy office, close your door just for 5 minutes. The world won't stop, I promise. And other people may be around you asking you questions and being aggressive and things like that, but you have to take that moment for yourself. close your door, put a sign up that says be back in 5 minutes or whatever it takes. But just remember, this is your only life. This is your only body. Don't overstress yourself. Don't overburden yourself. Take the time, slow down, rest, and recover. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady. And you can subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's G-O-A-L-D-E-N. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep it moving.